Hello again, GWA. This is Lexi-chan again, bringing you the third chapter of my novel. Again, the tags here are age play, the main character is 13 years old, and incest. Those are the only two for this chapter. Later on, there will be water sports and feminization and, you know, all kinds of fun, kinky things. So, I hope you enjoy this chapter as much as I do. It's a bit longer, and I think it is super hot. So, here we go. Brother to Sister, Chapter 3, The Magazine. As we walk back into our room, David stretches his arms above his head and yawns. Then he wipes some sweat from his brow.
"Hey," he says, "is it okay if I take off my shirt? I don't want you to think it's weird now that I know you like guys, but it's really hot in here."
I give him a look. Part of me thinks he is trying to take advantage of me, but he's right. Our room is both hot and humid, so I nod. "I guess that's fine." I sit on my bed and watch him take off his shirt. His chest comes into view, sculpted, almost chiseled. Then he throws it into the corner of the room. "You know, the hammer is about 3 inches to the left, right, David?"
He shrugs. "I missed."
"Yeah, every time." I roll my eyes.
He chuckles. "Maybe I do it just to toy with you."
I roll my eyes harder, but he probably does. Jerk. I sit back against my headboard, magazine in hand. "Well, I guess if we're going to do this together, you should come sit with me so we can both see the magazine."
David nods and sits down on the bed. I can feel his weight as it sinks onto the mattress, and when he sits close enough to me to look at the magazine, I can almost feel his muscles through his skin. I blush as he takes the magazine from me.
"All right, let's see," he says. "I'll flip through the pages. You stop me whenever you find a model that you think is attractive. Then we can talk a bit about why you stopped me."
Okay, I say, suddenly wishing I'd decided to do this myself. I watch as he starts to flip through the pages. The cover has Anne Hathaway on it, dressed in a pink, form-fitting gown, but I let him flip past it without comment. He turns a couple pages, pausing long enough to let me look at each advertisement. Then I see a picture of a woman with a shaved head. She has sleek, stylish eyebrows, a tattoo that looks like something from Lord of the Rings scrawled over her neck, and she's wearing a leather jacket zipped down to show off her chest. I stop David in excitement. "Her! I like her." David looks at me.
"Well, she definitely isn't the type of girl you would run into at school. She does have a charm about her, though. I like her tattoo."
"I do too. And her jacket. I love her jacket, David."
"Well, all right. We know you're attracted to leather."
David elbows me in the side.
"That's not what it means. It just means that I like her outfit." "Yeah, I was just teasing," David says, and starts flipping through the magazine again.
He flips through 2 dozen pages before I stop him again.
"Look, this girl looks just like April," I say.
He stops at a picture of a woman dressed in a black lace dress with a low back, one that reveals a pair of wings tattooed there. She has piercing blue eyes and curly blonde hair fit for a queen, but there is snow all around her, and she has her arms wrapped around her middle.
"You mean the angel from the books you're always reading?"
"Yeah, that's the one. Look, she has wings inked on her back."
"You really dig the tattoos, don't you?"
Maybe," I reply. "But she looks really cold and kind of, well, I don't know, vulnerable, I guess. She just really looks like April."
David chuckles and starts flipping pages again. And this time he flips nearly to the end of the magazine when I stop him again. That's when I see the black and white picture of a man dressed in a fur vest, his naked chest open to the world. His muscles ripple down his chest like perfection, each ab individually toned. His hair is long and swept back, his eyebrows large and bushy, and his eyes stare out of the black and white picture like they can see into my very soul.
"That one," I whisper.
"This is what you think an attractive guy looks like?" David asks. "Well, I can't question your taste."
I nod, still staring at the picture. "He looks so strong, David."
"I know. Look at his eyes. Look at the way he holds himself. You could be the ugliest guy in the world, but if you held yourself like him,
Girls would throw themselves at you. That's the magic of confidence. Girls go wild for it.
I nod. That makes sense.
Do you think
gay guys like the same thing?
David chuckles. Oh, yes. Although I think they might have more refined tastes. Gay guys know exactly what they want from another guy. But tell me, Andrew, do you feel attracted to stronger men?
I think maybe. I'm attracted to this guy, and he's strong and confident and crazy sexy.
Yeah, I can tell you like him. Your eyes are attached to his chest like it's a magnet, Andrew.
I blush and turn the page quickly. I'm suddenly uncomfortable by my brother's scrutiny.
It was a nice chest, though, I mutter.
And then we get to the very end of the magazine, and David stops on an ad for a martial arts program. On it is an Asian guy, dressed in nothing but tight shorts and boxing gloves.
What do you think of this guy? He asks.
I stare at him, my eyes sweeping over his chest and abs. He's clearly in shape, but I'm not pulled to him like I was to the previous guy.
I don't know. He's not as hot as the last one, I say.
But then I notice the bulge in his shorts. It looks huge.
God, he must have a massive boner, I say without thinking. Whoa, I didn't expect a comment like that from you, David exclaims. Are you into hung guys? Is that what you fantasize about? Strong, handsome, large-cocked Ben?
I pause, my mind flipping back to the night before when I opened my eyes to see David stroking his cock. The tent in his boxers had been very large. I feel my face turn hot as I force my mind away from the mental image.
Yeah, I think I'm really into strong men, but I'm not sure I could handle a massive cock like that one.
Well, lucky you have a strong brother that can give you some tips, David says.
My face gets even hotter as he winks at me. It's not like you can give me experience. Besides, you're like totally straight. I'm not sure how much advice you can give me.
Yeah, David agrees. It is true that I've only dated girls, but it's like I told you before. You're my brother. I'd do anything for you. And it's not like you've never seen me naked before.
Not in years. What are you suggesting? I almost whisper.
All I'm saying is that if you feel curious about what a big cock looks like, I could, well, you know, show you one, just for the sake of your education.
I look up at him with wide eyes. I can feel my heart start to crash against my chest. Part of me wants to run away again, but the idea of seeing an actual cock, the idea washes away most of my sanity. I need to see what David is offering. My body demands it. But just enough sanity remains to protest softly.
Wouldn't that be wrong? I whisper.
Why would it? David asks. I'd much rather teach you this kind of stuff than have some kinky bastard out there trying to take advantage of you. Besides, all I'm offering is to show it to you.
My 3-inch penis is straining in my boxers, a tiny erection demanding big things. I look up at my big brother shyly. You would really let me see it?
Of course I would. It's my duty to prepare you for the world, and this is part of that. Your sexual education is very important to me.
Then David slowly removes his jeans, focusing his eyes on me like two brown lasers. My eyes only connect with his for a moment before I blush and look away. I bite my lip as I stare at his crotch, desperation written in the shape of my face. Then David drops his gray boxers, and his towering cock comes into view. It's bigger than I ever imagined, fully erect and pointing at the ceiling. I guess it must be over 9 inches long and so wide that I wouldn't be able to wrap a hand around it. Its veins pulse, and I think I can see David's heartbeat making his cock twitch. My mouth drops open in awe.
Andrew, does it scare you? David asks. You kind of made it excited.
God, David, it's so big. How in the world could I ever do anything with that?
David laughs, causing his cock to sway back and forth.
If I had a penny for every time I've heard that, David says. Is it like you imagined?
I gulp. In all my 13 years, I never thought a cock could be so terrifying and attractive at the same time. I can see something leaking out the top of it, shiny in the light of the room. It's so thick. And why is the tipple shiny like that?
David stares at me. Dude, it's pre-cum, he says. It happens when we get really excited about things. It must have happened to you by now.
I shake my head. I don't think so. Is that just because I'm so small?
I wouldn't say that. It's more likely that you've never received the right stimulation. You've just never been horny enough, David says. Listen, I know that you have never done anything with anyone. You're a virgin and probably terrified that any boy you approached would refuse you.
He moves a hand down to close around his shaft.
I would never do that to you.
I tense. This is what happened last night. You want to jerk off in front of me?
So much, Andrew. We all do it. Well, unless we have someone else to take care of it for us. You jerk off, right?
I nod. Yeah, I started last year, but why is this making you so horny? What are you so excited by?
David swings his cock back and forth, and I can't help but follow it with my gaze.
It's perfectly natural to be turned on when talking about sex. Don't tell me you aren't hard, too.
Yeah, I am. I've never seen another cock before. Not like this. It's just so huge, David.
Well, do you want to watch me get off?
David asks, and I can feel his gaze burning over my body.
Or maybe you want something else. You could try and touch it, see how it feels in your little hands.
Flip! David, I can't... David cuts me off.
You can if you want to. Listen to your body. Is that what you want, little brother?
I stare up at him, meeting his piercing gaze. Flip! 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 I swear, and then, yes! David, so much! You'll let me do it?
He nods.
How should I go about it? I ask, unsure how to deal with such a massive member.
Just be gentle at first, David says. Place your hands around the shaft. If you want to use both hands, that's fine. Then you want to stroke it up and down, just like you do with yourself. But remember, little brother, if you want to be amazing in bed, you always have to listen to your partner's reactions. The cock is a living part of another male, so don't just stroke it blindly. Try to understand what your partner likes and how they react to your actions.
I reach out, slowly, reverently, moving closer to him. I close one hand around the top of his shaft, surprised when my fingers don't actually go all the way around it. It's so warm, I whisper. Then I reach over with my other hand, using it to close my grip around his shaft. And then, clumsily, I start moving my hand up and down, my grip getting tighter and tighter as my own penis twitches in my pants.
Good, Andrew. That's so good. Can you feel how it pulses when you play with it?
David asks.
It's feeling with blood. That's why it's so hard.
Then he looks at me and pushes a strand of hair behind my ear.
I think you are born for this. You're doing such a great job jerking me off. Are you sure it's your first time?
I nod, my entire body an inferno of lust. Of course it's my first time, I say, my strokes getting faster. Then I slip one of my hands over the very tip of David's cock, collecting the pre-cum and using it to lubricate his shaft, causing my strokes to squish slightly as I jerk him off.
Just like that, David says. Keep up the pace, just like that.
I continue stroking him, noting how husky his voice has become. I can smell his scent hanging in the air, heavy and masculine, and I hardly notice how he starts bucking into my grip.
Fuck, Andrew. You're making me so fucking hot. Don't you dare stop now.
And I don't. His cock throbs in my grasp as I stroke it faster and faster.
God, Andrew, I'm about to come. Fuck, I can feel it. It's going to be a huge load. Do you want to see it? Do you want to see your older brother come all over the place?
I nod, desperate to see his cum. I rub even faster, my hands pointing the tip of his cock at my face without realizing it. I just stare down, eager beyond belief to see his cum spray. And then my older brother tenses.
Take it, Andrew. Take it like the good boy you are.
I pull back in surprise as he grunts in pleasure, but I'm not fast enough. The first jet of his cum sprays over my left eye. The gooey jizz drips down towards my nose, and then more cum splashes over my face. It covers my nose, my mouth, my chin. It spews into my hair and drips down my forehead, and the smell of it is everywhere, the sticky warmth almost the whole of my existence. I stare at David with the eye not drenched in his seed, and he's looking at me, mouth open.
Oh my God, Andrew, why did you point it at your fucking face? He asks, shaking his head. You poor thing. Stay there, I can help you.
He looks around for something to clean me off with, landing on a blue t-shirt with a 20-sided die painted on the front.
I got this, Andrew, don't worry.
Then he starts to wipe away the cum from my eye. I hold completely still. His smell is all over me. I'm feeling a confusing mix of intense eroticism mixed with utter shame and disgust. I'm not sure I like all this cum dripping down my face, but I do like the way David is cleaning me off, caring and gentle. I look up at him, blinking through cum-covered lashes, making them wet and shiny. I didn't realize... David rubs away some cum from my nose.
You did a great job, he says. You made me cum really hard. Did you enjoy it? Because I did. A lot.
I nod. I realize that I did enjoy it. All the way to the very end, that is. I did. I didn't expect so much cum, David. It was like a squirt gun firing jizz into my face.
He chuckles. Yeah, I think you are a bit too distracted to realize where you were pointing me.
Then he winks.
Unless you did it on purpose.
I blush hard, feeling my cheeks turn to fire as cum dries on my skin. And then David pulls me to my feet, brushing his hand against the zipper of my jeans.
Are you going to take care of that too? He asks.
I gasp at the touch, my entire body feeling like it might melt, and I almost explode then and there. Oh God, David, that felt so amazing. Can I please get off in front of you? Please? David's palm pushes harder against me.
I think so. You did really good today. I think you deserve some relief.
I look up at him. And you want to watch me? I'm so small compared to you.
You're my little brother, Andrew. I'd love to watch you get your sweet reward. You've worked so hard for it.
David pats me on the head and steps back.
Do it here, little brother. Here, right now.
I hold up my hands, which are still covered in his cum. Will you help me with my pants? I'm going to get them covered in your stuff. David laughs.
Sure, I can help you.
And then he kneels in front of me. He reaches over to unclasp the button holding my jeans closed. As he does, I can feel his touch through my pants. It's so hot. My big brother, about to watch me jerk my little cock. The image burns in my mind, and his touch through my jeans burns through my body. And then he reaches over to undo my zipper, and the sensation explodes through my mind. I spasm, almost falling down, gasping. I accidentally cum, my fluid splashing into my underwear. And I stare at him with wide eyes, completely humiliated and unsure of what to do. David, but I don't know what to say. How can I admit that I just went off in my pants? David stands up and hugs me close.
Andrew, you're so cute. Don't worry about it. Control comes with time, and your innocence is going to drive boys insane.
We stand like that for a long time, cum still drying on my face. Finally, David pulls away.
Do you want some time to clean up?
I nod. And he collapses on his bed, totally naked, a huge smile written over his face. I watch, my pants still a sticky mess, cum still streaking my face. Looking around, I see that it is also streaked over my sheets and pillowcase, too. Shame floods through me. How could we have done this? We're brothers. But David doesn't seem worried. His eyes have already closed. Not sure what I'm supposed to be feeling, I pad to the bathroom with a change of clothes.